Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want to thank all the incredible listeners and viewers for your prayer, your word of mouth, your support. You are incredible. I'm guilty every day coming up here and begging you for help, but I'd be more guilty giving up. So I'm just going to do it. I'm going to beg even harder to stay on air because the work we're doing is so incredible. I know it's a hard fight. I appreciate you. I'm going to hit some huge news out of Reuters. Start the next segment. I'm going to get a few calls in right now. We now know the Russians are going to invade out of the north, out of white Russia. That's what Belarus means, blonde Russian. And massive troop movements, hundreds of thousands of troops getting ready to smash in. That's very close to Kiev. So the real war just started. That's coming up. Right now, let's go to Johnny in Texas. Johnny, thanks for holding her on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for the privilege of being part of your show today.
It's a privilege to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've been with you. You often comment how you've been doing this for 28 years. I'm proud to say I've been with you for 24 of those. I remember you when I lived in Austin and you were on cable access. It's awesome to watch where you're at today, sir. Yes, truly, this is by design. It is the deep state at full tilt boogie. And like any Trojan horse, it's in all levels of our government. And this goes to what you spoke of earlier today, Alex, about the scripted, media, not the alternative for the most part, but the scripted. And this is Operation Mockingbird, which you know a lot about that, too. But going further, yes, for such a time as this, brother, for us who are witnessing what's happening today in the world, not just in our country, but globally, it is definitely by design. There's no chance. The numbers would be astronomical for all these things to evolve at once. So, you know, what we can do as individuals, well, you know, I believe in Christ. And what he tells me, I have a sound mind and body and not to be afraid. And, yes, just like you, I've been vilified for 25 years when I spoke about these things that are unveiling themselves today. But truly, the veil has been revealed, right? The veil has been lifted. A lot of the people that have been blind, they're seeing now. But the problem I find, Alex, not unlike what you said earlier, is when I speak about these things to people, even my family, they say the same thing they've always said. You're crazy. You are absolutely a nut job. But the reality is where I get my information is from people like you, certainly. But more than that, this is predicted, and it's predictable because it's from Scripture. What we're seeing is the beast is rocking at full tilt. So we have to go to our who we believe in. I believe in Christ, and, you know, he'll keep me uplifted and strong. And we either stand now, Alex, or we fall, just the way I see it. So we have to stay strong, and I will be donating to your legal fun, sir. I can think of no one that deserves it more than you. You've worked so hard for so many years, and you've been very uplifting and positive in my life, so I thank you for that, sir.
Well, I appreciate you. I just hate having to come to you guys so much for support, but we're under massive globalist attack. They're so angry we're not off the air. SaveInfoWars.com is the place for legal defense funds. SaveInfoWars.com. I want to thank folks for the donations. We've gone through two mega trials that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece. Hundreds of depositions, hundreds. They just assaulted us, everything they've got. The courts just let them abuse the hell out of us. But it's okay. We're not victims. We're overcomers. One more show trial coming up next year. But we've got these big appeals coming up that are very inexpensive. We're talking $20,000, $30,000, you know, for the appeals, maybe $10,000 for the arguments. So three of those, $100,000 together, maybe a little more than $100,000. So the bills go way down, in through Christmas, and a little bit of a bill for the next show trial next year. But I'm not even worried about that. I want to stay on air to fight the globalists and expose the war they're trying to start and just do that. And so it's a sign of our victory that they come after us so much, and they just hate all of us coming together. They fear us having a focal point. So thank you so much, sir. But the Lord works in mysterious ways, and InfoWars is having the biggest effect that's ever happened. So thank you. All right, we're going to go right to break and come back with Roland. And then we're going to go to Mike. and Dean and Paul and Kevin and Jeff. Stay with us back in 60 seconds. The coordinates are newswars.com, infowars.com, and band.video. Keep sharing those links. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the big news. We'll put it up on screen for everybody. Poland advises its citizens to leave Belarus. Now, again, Ukraine was part of Russia. It's where Russia was founded 1,000 years ago. And north of that is what they call white Russians, Belarus, because they have blonde hair compared to folks in the east. That's just the name of it, Belarus. And here's Reuters. I just point that out because it's all been Russia forever. Polish citizens in Belarus should leave the country, Warsaw said on Monday, as relations between the two countries became increasingly tense, in part due to the war in Ukraine. The advice follows a similar recommendation given in September to Poles in Russia, a close ally of Belarus, who recommend the Polish citizens stay on the territory of the Republic of Belarus, leave its territory with available commercial and private means, the government said in guidance for travelers published on its website. Relations between Warsaw and Minsk deteriorated in 2001 when Poland crossed its eastern neighbor by orchestrating a migrant crisis on the border and have become even more strained with Russia invasion since. And the reports coming out now are that masses of Russian troops are massing in Belarus, that if you look at the map, Kiev, the capital, is very close to the border up there, perhaps for an invasion from the north. The Russians have already invaded from the east into the west. So I'm going to take a few calls here, and then going out to break, I'm going to play a short compilation of globalist leaders saying a cyber attack will be the pretext for full war with Russia. And that is now what we are seeing in a big, big, big way. So this is, again, escalating very, very quickly. Let's talk to Roland in Oklahoma. Roland, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, good afternoon. My belief is they cannot afford to have an election. They know they're going to be wiped out. So I think, in my heart, that they will have some kind of false flag, maybe a nuclear device or three go off in this country as part of the new war order, destroying America. We have Chinese troops to the north. Biden would love to call the United Nations in to our problem, setting up a complete world war in this country, similar to that, what I experienced in Vietnam. And that's what's scary to me, because the countdown is less than 30 days.
I think the globalists are trying to push Russia into a bigger confrontation before the midterms, because the globalists know they're about to lose their main command base. I mean, I agree with you. I think we're in the maximum danger right now.
Absolutely. And it's scary. And people at best realize that and wake up now. But maybe this is God's will, that we be brought down to our knees.
Well, that's why the Satanists do the transgenderism and the pedophilia and all of it. They know if they can do enough evil and we don't stop it, God will remove protection. It's a ritual the Satanists do to make us wide open, because they're already sold out. They don't care what happens to them. They want to bring us down with them.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And by what they have done to this country the last 2 years, bringing in all these children, pedophilia, sex trade, everything, drugs, we got to stand up and stop it. And that's going to be, we need some good leaders, because that is a time of choice. Do you fight or do you surrender?
Absolutely. It's all been turned up on overdrive. Thank you, Roland. The games are over, folks. Let's talk to Dean in Pennsylvania. Dean, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Paul.
Hey, Alex. How are you, brother?
I'm all right.
Yeah, well, look, I doubt you remember, but 11, 12 years ago, I called in, and I was talking to Joel Skousen, and we had a little bit of a debate on air. And I love the man, great insight, very smart man. I lived in Ukraine. Okay, long story short, 2015, I was an officer here in Pennsylvania. I was on special teams, medically qualified, on SORT teams. I met a couple up in State College, Pennsylvania. They invited me to come over. I was getting ready to retire. I had job opportunities over there. Went over, 2016, stayed in Kiev. From Kiev, I went to Zaporozhye, and please, people, they always mispronounce that name. Zaporozhye is my city. Anyway, met, fell in love with my wife, stayed there. I was going to be a contractor until I seen the situation and the corruption. The corruption in Ukraine is unbelievable. I mean, absolutely. It's out in the open, unbelievable. A lot of people may not understand this. They may not like it, but like I said, I live there. I'm now back here in Pennsylvania with my wife. We still have family over there. The things that are going on over there, it's the culture. It really is. They're the most bravest, wonderful people there are. But, you know, when it comes down to it, things are going to happen. Things are definitely going to happen over there. I just talked to my little brother, my brother-in-law. I call him my little brother, Anton, this morning. Zaporozhye got hit very hard, very hard. The mood of the people over there, they're just tired. They're just tired of it. They're tired of the corruption, which happened before all of this, before Russia invaded. People are just tired. And they just want to survive. And what we're doing, and what I've seen, when I went over there to be a contractor, I don't want no part of it.
I hear you, Dean. Great points, and I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break with a compilation of world leaders saying a cyber attack will be launched by Russia. They're obviously setting them up. We'll come back with more of your phone calls on the other side. Stay with us.
Another area we spent a great deal of time on was cyber and cybersecurity. I talked about the proposition that certain critical infrastructure should be off limits to attack, period. By cyber or any other means. I gave them a list. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have it in front of me, 16 specific entities. 16 defined as critical infrastructure under U.S. policy, from the energy sector to our water systems. Of course, the principle is one thing. It has to be backed up by practice. Responsible countries need to take action against criminals who conduct ransomware activities on their territory. So, we agreed to task experts in both our both our countries, to work on specific understandings about what's off limits and to follow up on specific cases that originate in other countries, in their, either of our countries.
Today, we are reiterating those warnings, and we're doing so based on evolving threat intelligence that the Russian government is exploring options for potential cyber attacks on critical infrastructure in the United States. To be clear, there is no certainty there will be a cyber incident on critical infrastructure. So why am I here? Because this is a call to action and a call to responsibility for all of us.
But still, pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing, pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
World War III. There's no doubt about that. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, October 10th broadcast. Taking your phone calls right now. I've got a special guest popping in next segment to talk about some of the good news that's happening, but also some scary news dealing with the next phase of the COVID power grab. U.S. hospitals brace for unprecedented winter of viruses in the vaccinated, of course, who they're killing. So that's all coming up. But this is a process we got to go through. This is what's going to separate the boys from the men. Let's go back to your phone calls. Thanks for holding. Paul in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Believing the mainstream media on this war is like believing what Pfizer says about COVID. You know, the fact of the matter is there's a money angle to this, and the mainstream media is all supported and subsidized by the arms manufacturers. And the media is going to respond dutifully to make sure the advertisements and support.
Oh yeah, I don't believe a word coming out of the media about what's happening over there. But I do out of Russia and from my own sources in the U.S. military. And Russia's getting a lot harder fight than they thought they'd get.
Yeah, but don't forget, this is, you know, they're planning the long strategy here. Already, if you think about what they wanted in the beginning of the war, which was just two provinces and keeping Crimea, they wanted the Donetsk and Luhansk liberated. Now they're getting Zaporizhia and Kherson thrown in, so they're going to gain four oblasts from the look of this. And they're winning. Russia is absolutely winning. It's all a matter of time. They're taking their time. They're using excellent strategy. And I think what's going to happen now, and we're seeing this today, is I think they're going to open up a can of William Tecumseh Sherman whoop-ass by bringing
the war. Sure, so they're going to burn everything to the sea.
Well, not so much that. They're going to bring the war to the civilians and make them howl. Because remember what Sherman
did.
Sure,
you brought up Sherman, so he burned everything from Missouri all the way to the ocean.
Yeah, but what, more importantly, he brought the pain of the war to civilians. And once you do that, that undermines the war effort.
But that's what Hitler thought with the British.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The Western Ukrainians, to me, have been very smug. They've been the main supporters of the Maidan Revolution. They've been supplying a lot of the support for the war. When they start getting a taste of the cold and are sitting in their apartments shivering in the dark because they don't have electricity, they're not going to have water, and they're not going to have
fuel. Well, it is true that most of the power lines to the nuclear power plant have been blown up, so a lot of Ukraine is in darkness.
Yeah, so I think Russia is going to turn on, and, you know, they didn't do this for months, but, you know, they were trying to keep the kid gloves on. But now I think they're going to open up a can of whoop-ass, and they're going to...
I don't think they're going to do it. They've just done it.
Yeah, and once the infrastructure is down and the utilities are down in Western Ukraine, I think the support for this war is going to start ending, and they're going to push for a reasonable partition, which
well,
is...
Well, how do you know this isn't going to bring NATO fully into the war?
I just think that everybody's going to punk out because simultaneously there's going to be a lot of protests in Europe. Already they're having in Prague, Berlin, and in France because nobody
well,
wants
that's
to
how Putin's winning
money.
Is the energy. So why would the globalists blow up the pipeline so Germany wouldn't punk out? It's crazy.
Well, that's the West, you know, in the United States trying to push LNG. That's a fantasy of Americans to be able to ship American gas to Europe and in a competitive manner. Which
all right, Paul, amazing points, incredible caller. Thank you, sir. Jeff in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Mary. Hey, blessings, Alex. Actually, I spoke with you at the end of August regarding the FEMA climate controls on the East Coast. And first things first, I'd like to have all the info warriors out there go to the Great Reef reports and float them around the society because of all the blindness. And it's just a short.
Oh, it's so frustrating to me that Greg Reese reports only get 400,000 views on average. I mean, they're so damn good. Same thing with the John Brown reports. They're all in Mandot video, just waiting to wake people up. They're weaponized truth. They're just ready.
That's what I bring to people whenever they ask questions. I say, go watch this, or I'll send them the feed. So, but our conversation got me thinking about the 4D chess on how to attack our grid. Realistically, I think the grid will just go down long enough for them to launch their credit score system.
Oh, I agree. They're not going to lock it down long. They're going to shut it down, say the Russians did it, and go, oh, don't worry. Look, all the central banks are already saying, soon your bank will be shut in October or November, and then a new currency is coming out. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it, but they're saying they're about to do it. This is a big deal.
Yeah, about mid-December is what they're saying. Now, my thought is that they can't really do much other than rolling blackouts because all the nuclear plants will start melting down, and that is just going to go completely opposite of what they want the United States for.
Well, you know, the grids all have certain areas that are, you know, quote, backed up by generators others that aren't. It'll be so obvious. They're going to selectively shut areas off.
Now, my thought is okay, Europe, Ukraine, all that stuff, it's a complete distraction. People are going to die in Europe. It's upsetting. My thought is China is going to backdoor us in once we start rolling down the rolling blackouts because they've been training in, obviously, Canada for a few years. They got the police setting up all over the place. You know, police. It's
you know, I used to say that was impossible, but the media is so controlled that if they put Chinese generals on TV saying we run your life now, the average leftist would salute them in a minute.
Yeah, actually, I spoke with Owen last February and brought this up to him, and I thought that it was kind of odd that they were training with the Canadians in the wintertime, and he was like, you know, I don't see that happening. Now you see all these ships that are sitting off the coast. And
I see videos out of Canada where like 500 paramilitary troops that don't look like fat asses are just running down the road in Canada, and now they admit it's to, quote, watch Chinese citizens in America and Canada. I mean, we are just, this is a joke. I mean, our government is totally criminal, has sold us out.
They've been Chinese firms, which we know is the government, has been buying up farmland all around our military bases,
yep.
Specifically the drone base in North Dakota, I'm sorry. And it's a scary thing. Now, my concern is the all these ships that are sitting offshore that are painted with the, you know, how they paint
it. These are all women.
Colors.
These are sex operatives they're going to put in and take over the politicians. They've got armies of sex operatives in our country now. This is Canada.
The Chinese have been using transport ships to guard the movement of military short ships. And that's
oh, yeah, the Chinese Merchant Marine is really their navy. We're completely infiltrated.
Yeah, and Newsom has said, you know, he's going to keep the ports open. And, you know, what's in those ships offshore? No one knows. There's just going to be a major movement, I think, to take over the entire Pacific and the West Coast. And obviously, Bill Gates has all the farmland, railways, and the states in his pocket. So, and you know, the Chinese really don't like us. They keep talking about a 100-year war. So,
God bless you, sir. Appreciate your call. All right, constitutional lawyer Thomas Renz joined us. Really appreciate him coming on today with all this huge news unfolding. We've got the Surgeon General of Florida saying 84% increase in death of men from heart attacks in certain age groups. We're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at all the big developments. He's heavily involved suing Big Pharma. He's a real hero. Renz-law.com. R-E-N-Z. Renz-law.com. He joins us on the other side of this break. This is big, important news. It's one of the fronts we're actually winning on. Though there's been a lot of carnage and collateral damage, we are winning on the front of exposing the poison shot. Stay with us.
Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
The Russians just blew up the German consulate. And there are strikes all over the country. It may be a false flag, probably not. Putin said he's going to start targeting NATO targets inside Ukraine. So, you don't need spider sense, folks, or the Holy Ghost to know this is dangerous. But let me tell you something. I've told you this for months. I'm guilty every day that I haven't loaded up my Winnebago. I got a Winnebago I haven't used in years. I never get to take time off and just left. But I'm not doing it because we have a chance to stop this. But this is real as a heart attack. Now, let's talk about some of the positive news before I host some of the next hour and finish up with Kevin and others and get all this breaking news on the war. with Thomas Renz, who I had booked for a full hour. He's an incredible patriot. I apologize we had to cut him 30 minutes, but he understands with this huge war news. To give you some good news, a silver lining in this nightmare. Studies in Germany, studies in the UK, studies in Canada, Oxford studies, studies in the U.S., Surgeon General, medical doctor, now we learned he's been doing a year-long study, 84% increase in heart attacks, 18 to 39. Now, we already knew that. That's bad news. But the good news is we have champions that are saying no, and this literally is going to scare the hell out of the globalists. So on so many fronts, like gain of function, you name it, people are waking up. Thomas Renz is a well-known, successful lawyer, Renz-Law.com. He has been spearheading, filing lawsuits against Big Pharma, having some really good success. He's also a very articulate individual. So I wanted to get him on with some updates on, I see this as extremely positive. I've seen national numbers. We're having uptake of the vaccine down 90%+ since its peak, and some jurisdictions is 99%. People are not taking the new so-called booster, which we know isn't a vaccine. So as bad as things are, it looks like people are finally waking up. What area do you want to hit first, Mr. Renz?
Oh, man, I tell you, Alex, I actually had the privilege of being able to watch you before I came on, and I'll tell you, I didn't expect to do this, but I'd like to talk a little bit about COVID and the war.
Sure.
So let me put this out there. We just filed a $1 billion lawsuit against EcoHealth Alliance and several others for the creation of SARS-CoV-2 in the lab in Wuhan, China, with the Chinese. Okay? So we've alleged that they've created it there. We believe we can prove it in court, and we're gonna show it. I think we're gonna win this. We've got a first-hand whistleblower, we got all these different things. This is the greatest conspiracy ever unleashed on mankind. 6.5 million dead by their numbers, right? They kill 6.5 million dead. You've seen all sorts of distractions coming up to the election, coming up to all this. You know, we file one of the biggest lawsuits in history on this sort of thing. All of a sudden, we've got some major talk of some war stuff. We got some.
Sir, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So we got some major talks of some war stuff. We got some major talks of some chaos of all this stuff going on. So the question I would ask is, given that we put this lawsuit out there, and given that we just released a report that tied this to Hunter Biden, that tied this to the U.S. intelligence community, that tied this to the military-industrial complex, isn't it convenient that with all these ties to all of these people that suddenly we're talking about a war?
No, I totally, absolutely agree with you, Thomas Renz. In fact, when I was driving into work this morning, I was going to say even the nuclear war situation is a distraction from this chemical, biological, nanotech attack that has been the viral release and the shots. And you're absolutely right. Tell people about the lawsuit that you just filed.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, this is kind of like, you know, if you build a dynamite factory and your dynamite factory blows up and kills a bunch of people around the factory, well, you're going to get sued. You're going to have to pay for the dead people, the people who died from your dynamite factory blowing up. Well, in this case, we've alleged that they created a bioweapon. We've alleged that they've created SARS-CoV-2 in a lab. We've alleged that they've created one of the most dangerous biological agents in history, and that agent then got out and killed millions of people. Well, if that happens, guess who's got to pay for those deaths? Guess who's got to pay for that carnage, the lockdowns, and all the chaos? And that's without the 6.5 million dead doesn't even count the death from the vaccines, the death from everything else. I mean, the abject chaos. So, you know, this to me is the first major step towards accountability, and I'm really excited about it.
I am too, and I know you have my Skype feed, so you can see me talking over you, so you stopped. I was telling the crew, and we archive this at Band.Video, I'll tell them, hey, grab this clip to put it up front, because what you were saying was so powerful, but I distracted you. I was telling them, hey, grab this clip to put it on front for Band.Video. This is so huge. You've filed a lot of suits. You've been successful. Now $1 billion against Peter Daszak and this whole criminal cabal. Elaborate on that, and then walk through how big this is.
Well, you know, we've got a first-hand whistleblower, and we released a couple weeks ago a report, and that report showed a number of things. It showed that, first of all, it's almost inarguable that this was created in the lab in Wuhan, China. It shows that Anthony Fauci almost absolutely certainly lied to Congress and perjured himself when he said that he wasn't funding gain of function. I mean, these are documents that they have given us. We have their documentation that basically show this, right? So we've got all of these things coming out. We've got all these things that show that essentially Fauci paid these guys. They experimented on a bunch of viruses. The result was that SARS-CoV-2 came out. It spread out, got out of the lab, killed people all over the world, and you know the rest is history. So what we've done is we said, listen, if we can show that you guys have done this and that this did escape from the lab, there should be liability under current tort law, civil liability. So we filed a suit, and, you know, it's very tough to sue the government on something like this. Much easier to sue a private entity. And so we filed suit where we think it belongs. We believe we've got the right defendants here. But we included John and Jane Doe 1 through 1,000. And we did that so that if the evidence shows that someone else is a necessary party or should be added, we can add them to the lawsuit.
So class action.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. We're going to go where the evidence takes us. We have to be very disciplined and very careful to do this case exactly right, and we're doing our very best to do it. Make Americans Free Again, and has helped an immense amount with this. Another attorney named Patty Finn, and we've got a couple other attorneys. Patty is a brilliant attorney out of New York. She's done a great job on this. We're just as excited as can be because we feel like if we can actually get this, get some accountability here, that it'll open the floodgates and we'll be able to really kind of move on and hit this in all these different directions.
So millions are watching right now, and I knew you followed this suit, and I got distracted with the war and didn't bring that up front. What is the headline we give to this once we archive it and band our videos and go viral? $1 billion, Americans file $1 billion suit against Fauci, Wuhan, or against Peter Daszak, Wuhan, or against Chinese lab? Or what should the headline be here? What's the big takeaway?
$1 billion lawsuit filed against EcoHealth Alliance for the death of 6.5 million. I mean, we're not right now suing for all 6.5 million. We'll see what happens. But if it turns out that they're responsible for the death of our plaintiffs, they'll probably be responsible for the death of everybody else under the same principles of law. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you do something that's ultra hazardous and ultra dangerous under the law, and for whatever reason, yeah, that causes the death of a whole bunch of people. Well, you're typically liable. And in this case, we've got gain-of-function research going on all over. And, Alex, you know, let me tell you about punitive damages. Punitive damages are in court called punishment damages, right? And they're not something that the courts love to do, and it's not something that we always want to ask for as attorneys. But these guys performed gain-of-function research on what they knew was a pandemic-type virus. They made it more dangerous. It escaped. And these are all things that we've alleged and will prove in the case. Now, as if that wasn't enough, as if the 6.5 million dead people around the world isn't enough, Anthony Fauci just gave Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance another grant to do more gain-of-function in Wuhan, China. More of the same.
Thomas Rentz, stay there. I want you to recap this and start over because I was interrupting and bumbling around. This is so huge. Rentz-law.com. And by the way, this will flesh out a lot of criminal information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
$1 million lawsuit. One of the leading lawyers out there suing Big Pharma, getting documents out by Robert Barnes. Renz-Law.com. We'll talk to him in a moment. He'll do 5 minutes the next hour with us. We'll come back at a few final calls at this big Russia development news. Russia strike hits German consulate in Ukraine as capital's unprecedented escalation. Separately, there is a run on iodine products right now because of the threat of nuclear war. We're not selling X2 or X3 as an anti-radiation drug. We're not selling it as a treatment for radiation. We're not selling it to protect from nuclear war. Being politically involved, stopping war is the way to not get bombed. Yeah, it's true. There's a few radioactive isotopes that are the most common during a nuclear attack to protect your thyroid that doesn't absorb the radioactive isotope of iodine. That's not why we're selling this. But it's selling out because there's a run on iodine. We're still keeping it at 50% off. Despite that, it's so good for your body's energy, critical to your immune system, brain function, libido. Don't even take a bunch of drugs to have energy, folks. Have iodine. Most people have iodine deficiencies. The government used to add it to the salt, made IQs go up 15 points, took it out in the 70s. See the results. We have the highest quality X3 back in stock, 50% off X3. Get it today. It's in stock. We ship within 24 hours unless you like order on a Saturday, then it ships on Monday. Our shipping is like 24-hour, like it used to be for a while, last few months, because the bankruptcy got messed up, but it's on time now, and everything we've got is ready to ship right now. Plus, we need to raise funds to stay on air. So a win-win situation, vitamineral fusion with all the amino acids, vitamins and minerals that are essential for your whole body, tastes great, liquid form, higher absorption, it's back in stock, 50% off as well, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Thomas Renz, this is so huge. Billion-dollar lawsuit against the EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, the whole front group of the CIA and the Wuhan lab. They've been caught in Congress lying. Start over and recap how big this is.
Well, I think it's critical, right? So, I mean, if you look at what's happened, and I think your headline today is probably the most important. You know, we've got the same guys that are behind, you know, what's going on with this war in Ukraine from the U.S. side. And we just hit the pipeline, right? I mean, it looks like the U.S. hit the pipeline. We see the U.S. seeming to be involved with escalation. Well, Alex, these are the same guys who funded the creation of SARS-CoV-2. They funded this. They supported this. USAID, InQtel, all these crews were involved with this, right? We know this. We've got documents. We've got paperwork. We can show this. At bare minimum, does anybody on this planet believe that we traded and put the technology in Wuhan, China, to create what is essentially a bioweapon, to create SARS-CoV-2, to do that genetic manipulation and to create a dangerous pathogen like that? Does anybody believe that we did all of that and that our military-industrial complex, our intelligence community, and all these other people didn't know about it? Does anybody believe that? You throw in the fact that we've got InQtel and CIA involvement and all these different things that we can show or have witnesses talking about. It's hard to fathom that they aren't panicked right now, that their role in this might come out. Now, am I saying that that's why we've got things going on in Ukraine? Nah, I can't prove that. But, boy, the timing sure is funny.
Well, let me back you up. I said this 2 years ago. I said when the carnage from the shots comes out, and the virus comes out, they'll start a war or something else to distract from the last crisis. I think long before you filed your suit or the public woke up, they had the next crisis ready to distract us from the last. That's just how they operate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, they've got to do something about this. You know, the mainstream, I got to tell you, I think I might be the only guy on the planet that's almost as censored as you are in the mainstream. It's unbelievable. You know, we're out here, we've produced everything that you could possibly need to show that Anthony Fauci probably perjured himself in front of Congress, that Hunter Biden should be investigated, that Joe Biden should be investigated, that this was created in a lab, that Anthony Fauci funded it. We've given them everything they need. Yet despite this, crickets, crickets. Well, guess what? You want to ignore the report, that's fine. Now you try and ignore the lawsuit. Good luck on that one. Because we're going to hold these people accountable, and I'm going to be real interested to see how much loyalty there is amongst thieves. You know, Fauci and Daszak and all these guys, we got their emails of them collaborating and talking about the fact that they're going to cover up the lab origins of this. You know, it'll be real interesting to see how loyal these guys are to each other when they start getting drug in front of the court for the kind of money that we're going after.
I agree. Thomas Renz of Renz Law, tell us, where do we read the lawsuit? I've seen the great video you guys produced on Rumble. We're going to post it under the live show feed, InfoWars.com. How does this great audience of amazing activists from your race, color, and creed, how do we help you force this through into the public consciousness?
Renz-Law.com. We're on Truth Social. We're on Getter. We're on Cloud Hub. We're all sorts of places. Go to Renz-Law.com. We've got it posted there. If you're inclined to do so, we could use financial support.
Absolutely.
Please look at our Substack. You know, we got a Give, Send, Go up there. We've got a Substack up there.
The New World Order on at point blank range, folks. This is a war. It takes money to win it. People should support you. Let's shift gears. Good news. What do you make of Dr. Joseph A. Ladapo, the Surgeon General, and his big report, his big study? 84% increase in death from in 1839 from heart attacks, myocarditis after the mRNA shots. This is exciting to have this coming out.
Yeah, and I've met Ladapo a few times. He's a real good guy. He's an honest guy. He's a legitimate scientist, and he's a very, very smart guy. You know, he's doing what every scientist ought to be doing, looking at numbers and then actually doing something with it. I think, Alex, I think this is the death knell of this whole COVID fraud. I think that's why this is all happening. I think this guy, I think the work that we're doing, you know, we wanted to consistently keep pressure on these guys until it finally broke. And I think that's where we are. I think we've won this. I think they know we won it. I think it's now just a matter of time and ensuring accountability. I think that Ladapo, I think DeSantis, I think all these guys are fighting to get truth out on this. Everybody's done. We have to ensure accountability now.
Isn't it a shame that Trump did a good job on so many fronts, but he's letting, I don't care who does it, but he's letting DeSantis knows the right thing to do. He's doing the right thing, and Trump is doubling down. Very sad for Trump.
I'm praying to God that the Donald hears our message and gets behind us. You know, he's done so much amazing work for America. You know, one of the most incredible presidents we've had, the guy stood through attacks like no one should have to stand through. But he has not been able to get the message from this. You know, for whatever reason, I know you spoke out on it. You know, I'm speaking out on it. I believe that the Donald has to come out here. You know, I support him as a man, as a president. But on this one issue, he has not been where he needs to be, and I pray that we can get him the information. And, in fact, I will reiterate what I said, I think, the last time I was here. If the president will let us, I will raise the money and fly any experts he wants to talk to Mar-a-Lago to give him a full brief on the actual truth about the vaccines, the disease, and everything else.
Sure, because I would be honored
to do it.
He spoke out against Remdesivir that kills people. He spoke up for hydroxychloroquine and for other things that really help people. And then he got good things approved, like the Regeneron. He was just trying to help, but he knows he's tied to it, so he doesn't want to believe it. But he wasn't a scientist. They lied to him. They created it. They set him up. He's got to get ahead of this, and I don't think there's much more time for him to do that.
I agree with you very much. You know, I mean, ultimately, you know, he's not a scientist. He had the smartest people in the world who are actually, their brilliance isn't so much in science, it's in defrauding people.
It's an evil.
I mean, these guys are the biggest, best liars on the planet. And their entire job was to convince him that, you know, they were doing right. They've admitted it. Birx has admitted her job was to lie. I mean, I don't know what else you need. So, yeah, they did. They lied to him. But at the end of the day, the Donald did so much, there's no question that he's got the best interests of our country at heart. He just needs to come out and get out in front of this one. And then,
absolutely.
You know,
but the good news is, regardless of what he does, everybody's turning against him. The news is coming out. Almost no one's taking the shots. This did not go the way Pfizer, Moderna, and Bill Gates wanted it to.
Nope. I'll tell you what. Regardless of what anyone on this planet does, regardless of my support for the Donald or anybody else, I'm going to fight this till I win it or till I can't fight it anymore. We're going to win this. We're going to have freedom, and we're going to get accountability for every single person who had to pay the price of these scumbag monsters trying to steal our country, steal our world, and make the trillions of dollars that they've made. We will hold them accountable.
Well, Thomas, we're going to do 5 more minutes with us, but I totally agree with you. Because I don't just put out puff pieces to make people feel good. When stuff's really down, really bad, I'm honest, like Churchill was with folks.
Oh, yeah.
But things are turning, I mean, fast against them. They are panicking. They are scared. It's why they doubled down and gave more money to the Eco-Alliance to try to act like they'd done nothing wrong. It's disgusting. So I want to talk about where else you think this goes, what the next shoe to drop is. Then, the latest Russia news. Russia confirms they blew up the German consulate in Ukraine. Quite an escalation. I don't support what Russia did. I don't support what the U.S. did or NATO. This is insane. It needs to stop now, you crazy people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.